Hi, it's Katie with Bountiful Living. I hope everyone is having an awesome day today. If you haven't checked out my Instagram, I'm probably more active there than sometimes on the podcast. If you're ever wanting some very up-to-date content and even some of the more creative things that I do, subscribe today at Bountiful_Living. Someday I will have an entire series that I do on decluttering and chaos in the home, because let me tell you, we have intentionally purchased, and we're actually about to own our home, a smaller 2,100 square foot house. And so we've had to be very creative with how we live in this home. We've been here for over 15 years. And we lived in this house before having children in it. So it has been repurposed and rethought many times over. And of course, going through the baby stages, the toddler stages, and now we're in the grammar school ages and looking at the middle school ahead of us. We've gone through many different changes and shifts in this same home. And it's continually had to reinvent itself. I know every generation has something people say about it. So I'm going to go ahead and coin this first. I call this generation that we're raising up right now the goodie bag generation. So I'm not sure if exactly I'm in the one where everyone gets a trophy. I'm kind of, I guess, a little old to be in that generation, but that's kind of the one I come from, where everyone gets a trophy. Well, this one I'm deeming everyone gets a goodie bag, because guys, are you with me? There is way too much stuff. And I don't think this is how God really designed us to live. It's like every time I turn around, my kids are getting something for a party they attended, or celebrating holidays several times, which is so wonderful to do. Like, I love holidays. I am not knocking that. But over the years, I have just seen how much stuff our kids have. They don't know how to manage it. And I started to realize after a while, like, I don't even know how to do this. I don't know how to conquer this clutter. It seems insurmountable. I don't have the money to hire a professional organizer. And ironically, I'm pretty good at organizing. But when you have a kid that, someone who really treasures things, you know, they're special memories about a sequin, you know, or a rock. And you, of course, look at it and it looks like a rock to you, but they have some big, long story about how special this thing is and why it means so much to them. So one of the ways I've conquered that battle specifically is getting the kids a treasure box. And if their treasure box is overflowing, they have to decide on their own what they want to keep, what matters most. Because really, this is not how God intended us to live. This is not kingdom living. This world that we're in of excess, of goodie bags, of everywhere we turn around, we're consuming so much. I want my children to live intentionally. I want our focus to be on seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all the other stuff is going to be taken care of, right? He's going to take care of all of our other worries, concerns. And if our children, and I feel like I'm all over the place because this is typically how my brain works. I didn't sit down and work out a plan for you guys, which I will do someday. I will do a whole segment on this where it's probably going to be a little bit easier to apply some of the things that I've learned. That's not necessarily what I'm doing today. I'm just kind of talking about this problem. And we're part of the problem as parents. Do we really need goodie bags? And if so, it could be something, you know, because I'm planning a shower this weekend and I'm doing goodie bags, but I'm putting in consumable items. We're having a tea. So I'm putting together like a little chocolate and a tea, something that they can enjoy and not have to necessarily have and possess for the rest of their days. You know, and if maybe they don't love the tea flavor, they could share it with their roommate or, you know, have it out for guests. You know, it's not going to be a burden. And I feel like that is what our children are dealing with right now. They're dealing with the burden of too much. And it feels like it's closing in on me. So I can't imagine, you know, what's happening in their little minds and in their little brains. And our kids seem to be getting a very different way of living. I've kind of just watched this, even with the generations, that typically people will pass down furniture that will stay in families for generations and generations. And because furniture has become so easy to produce and things also don't last very long anymore, we are more of a consumer mentality than an intentional mentality. We do need things. But I want to encourage you to be intentional about what you need in your home to do God's work, what you need for your children to nurture the gifts and talents that God has put within them. Like, I know one child, both of my children actually are artists. They get that from their father, not from me. I can't draw unless I really, really try, really, really practice hard at it. I enjoy it, but I'm not great at it. They are naturally gifted artists, both of my girls. One child is choosing to learn guitar. The other one wants to learn piano. So those are things we can invest in for our children. One kid loves play. The other is more of a builder. Like, she's constantly wanting to do science experiments. And once you figure those things out about your children, and that may take some time. It's something you probably don't know right away in their toddler years. Although if they're an artist, sometimes it's just blatantly obvious. Or if they love to sing all the time, like, that's obviously a gift that God put in within them. Or dance. Or they love joining you to cook. Whatever those things are, ask the Lord to show you. And decipher what those things are. Identify those things that are gifts and talents that you and your spouse have. Or whatever your family makeup looks like. What are your gifts and talents? What are the gifts and talents of your children? And how does God want to use those for His glory? Focus on those things in your home. Let the rest go. If you're hanging on to something that you haven't used in 6 months or a year now, I'm not talking about the Thanksgiving platter that you use at Thanksgiving and you must have it to put the turkey on. I'm talking about maybe the dishes that you bought to use outdoor, but you're just not using them. You know, gift those to someone who that could be a huge blessing to have dishes that they may, you know, do we need several sets of dishes? I do, me personally. I do have more than one set of dishes, but here's why. That is my gift. The girls were asking me the other day, they're like, Mom, why do we always have people over to our house? I'm like, that's what God put me on this earth to do, to feed people, to have them get a warm cup of tea and feel cozy and at peace and share their heart. And then we can love on them and minister to them and pour into them more than just a meal. So back to kingdom living. Guys, this is so important. I messed this up big time. I didn't really get it. I didn't know. I didn't understand. I read the verses in the Bible probably and didn't know until I was really suffering with a lot of clutter in our home. And it was causing anxiety to a debilitating place where I felt like I couldn't even function. I felt like the walls were closing in on us. And in the last probably 4 years, guys, because this has taken time, this hasn't been something that I've just been like, boom, you know, like they do on these shows where, first of all, they have like 30 volunteers or something and everyone clears the home out and then puts everything back in. And you're like, wow, look at this. You know, if it's just you, it's going to take some time to declutter and to look at what really matters in your home. And it may be, don't get in your neighbor's lane. Like, don't try to do what your neighbor's doing. Do what God has put in your heart to do. Be what God has called you to be. Pray about it. Say, God, you know, if you don't know, you may not know. Say, God, what are our gifts and talents? What have you put us on this earth to do? What have you put us in this earth to be? How can we let our light shine? And he'll tell you. And guys, your life is going to be so much freer if you let go of the things that you don't need in your home anymore. And there's, I'll link below some places that are better to give to. Salvation Army is a good place to donate. Also, if there are any women's shelters, like people that are literally packing an overnight bag and fleeing with their kids in the middle of the night, like if you have a ton of kids' toys that you don't know what to do with and you spend all this money on them, you know what, guys? We do not necessarily have to sell everything that to get money back into our home. God's going to take care of us. Let's take care of the less fortunate. That's one of our jobs as believers. Like, we have to trust God's going to take care of our money. Like, if you feel like you need to sell something, go ahead. There's nothing wrong with selling something. But let's be generous. Let's be generous as a body of Christ. So I'm sure I'm not the only one who has felt the overwhelm, that has felt the walls closing in and not knowing what to do about it. And so I've been on this journey and have a ton to share. I could probably write a book with all the stuff God has shown me and shared with me as I've been on this journey. And it's going to take work, guys. It's going to take sweat equity. It's not going to be one of these like 3-day miracle home renos, right? Okay. And get your family in on it. Like, get them in on doing this, because if we just take everything out of our kids' room and be like, boom, it's clean. What is that teaching them? What is that showing them? This is what my good friend, so she always talks about me on her podcast. I'm going to say Jess. My good friend Jess said to me, she was like, you know, it takes a lot longer. But when I sit down with my children and actually teach them, you know, this is how we organize. This is how we decide what, you know, we love versus what we like and what is bringing value into our home, it's going to take more time. You're not going to maybe have the most perfectly clean house. And guess what, guys? That's okay. Character matters more than a perfectly clean house. And that's where I'm putting my time. Not in having the perfect home. And I'm not saying that so that you can neglect cleaning or tidying. Not at all. Don't hear me. Hear what I'm saying, but character matters the most. We're teaching our children how to function when they leave our home. And so the rest of the house has been fine for a long time, and it's finally time to tackle the room in this house that I've been dreading for years, that I've been neglecting for years, because just like for my poor child who was like, I don't know how to clean it. I'm like, I don't either. We finally came to a place after prayer. And my husband said this brilliant thing to my daughter. He was like, because she was not getting it. She thought we were punishing her by just taking everything out. And I was having her do it. I was like, you are going to remove every item from this room and we're going to put it in the living room and sort through it together. And she was just upset, obviously. I mean, my stuff getting pulled out from under me, I'd be upset too. And my husband looked at her and he was like, you know how you bring to me your toys when they're broken and I've got the super glue. And we fix it, and everything's fine. And something, because she's a super logical kid, something just clicked in her brain. And she was like, and he said after that, he said, your room is broken, and your mother is going to fix it, and you're going to do what she's asked you to do. And I was like, whoa, thank you, Jesus. We finally got through to her. So I will just share this so that you know, in case you're afraid to do something this drastic. And it just, you know, sometimes there's drastic things we have to do. Because I didn't want to do that. I don't want to do anything to hurt my children. Never want to do anything that would hurt them. This, guys, is for their good. This overwhelm, this disorganization, this chaos. God is a God of order. He is not a God of chaos and dysfunction. And we have to teach our children what that looks like. We have to teach them to let go of things that might be hard to let go of. We have to teach them that this world is a vapor? That God says that everything here is going to turn to dust? It says in scripture, store up your treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy. I'm messing this up a little bit because it's from memory. Thieves cannot break in and steal. All right, that's where we're storing our treasure, not here. The stuff here on earth, girls, boys, men, women, these are our resources for kingdom work. So I'm encouraging you in this episode to identify your resources, like what you need those to be. I have one friend, they are really high-functioning creatives. So they've got film equipment, painting equipment, art equipment, costuming, random, I don't even know, and lots of books in their house because that's what God's called them to do. I have another friend that's focused on gardening and focused on fitness. I love that because we're all very unique. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. And it is better to not compare ourselves to our neighbor, but to focus instead on aim at our target, aim at our bullseye. God, what is our call? God, what have you put us here to do? Identify that. That's your little homework for today. If you don't already know. So I'd say step two, and I guess we're doing this. Step two is, if you've identified your call, like what you're supposed to do, let go of the things you don't need. Find places for them to be a blessing to someone else. If you can't sell it, you know, don't spend all your time. If you need to sell some things, that's fine. But don't focus all your time, effort, and energy on this earth selling stuff. That is not a, unless you need the income. Honestly, I'm just saying, trust God to bring that. When you are a blessing to others, when you pour out and are obedient, God is going to take care of you. He will take care of your needs. I'm going to just challenge somebody with that today. If you don't feel like you're ready for it, that's okay. It's not, you know, this is not a heaven or hell thing. You know, it's not an issue of salvation. It's just my opinion. As Paul says, like, this thing is my opinion. I haven't necessarily heard from the Holy Spirit, but try God on that. Like, trust him. Have faith he's going to take care of you. Because I will guarantee you he will be faithful when you are generous, as he is generous. Because that is his heart. That is his character, to bless others, to take care of the widow, to take care of orphans. So number one, I'd say identify what you're here to do. Number two, let go of anything that is weighing you down from that calling. Release it. Just let it go. Get it out of your house. You don't need it. You don't need it. Your kids don't need it. They don't need that extra stuff that is distracting them from their call, from their purpose. Hyper-focusing is something all of us should do with our gifts. I was kind of a jack of all trades, master of none growing up. It wasn't until maybe high school, I would say, that I really started honing in on what I was really good at. And even then, it was a little bit of a hit and a miss. But if we can help our children identify that, that is a good thing we can do as parents. I don't know that I necessarily have a third step, but we'll definitely talk about this more because we've got to shift our focus off this earth. And living the way the world does, we don't have to buy into all of the traditions and all of the ways of the world right now. So the reason I got on here today with all this blah, 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 is we finally had some breakthrough for my daughter. And one of the ways that we've solved the clutter problem and also to keep her from feeling like there's too much stuff in her room, because we have a smaller house. So we bought an enormous bin. This was the point of me saying earlier that you can check it out on Instagram. And we put all our craft stuff in there. So every time she's inspired to do what God has put in her heart to do, because that girl is sewing, that girl is crocheting, that girl is painting, that girl is sewing. Did I say that already? She is making jewelry. She is doing the things, right? So I want it all in one place where it's organized and she can find it every time she's looking for her supplies and her tools. And that is going to teach her that even though it's not in her room, she doesn't have possession over it anymore to strew it about everywhere. This is the art bin, and we're going to the art bin intentionally with purpose and drawing things out to grow and to delight in what God made her to be. And then it's not a punishment thing anymore. It's not a, you made this huge mess. Why can't you find your thing? Blah, 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 blah. You know, we learn and teach to have her keep that bin, her creative bin. And we're not keeping it in her room. It'll be like a library where she checks it out. Because, you know, we have to get creative when we have smaller houses and kids with different personalities. We got to do what we got to do, right? So I hope that this was encouraging. I definitely have more to say on all of this. If there's something specific you'd like to hear first more than others, although typically I just ask the Lord, I ask God what people need to know, what they need to hear. But I wanted to jump in here today while I had the time, while it was on my mind, and not neglect to share with you how important it is to have a kingdom mindset, to set our mind on things above, not on the things of this world. So God, I just lift up everyone listening today. We all have our messes, whatever they may be. And Lord, change us, change our hearts. Give us an eternity mindset where we're not focused on the things of this world. Convict each of us individually on how we need to live and how we need to be used for your glory. And that we would no longer be enslaved to this world, God. Even if we feel like aliens, even if we feel like we're the only ones, you're not, because I'm doing this with you. We are living out heaven here on earth together. God, thank you for your love, your patience to us. Thank you for your example of order. You bring peace, you bring love, you bring joy to our lives. And we give you all the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Please let me know what you would like to hear next about kingdom living, kingdom culture, or decluttering. On the website at bountifulliving.net.